It is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the 15th chapter. We begin with verse number 1. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." Okay, there we go. So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of our Lord. This morning, we hear Jesus tell a couple of parables about things being lost. The lost sheep, the lost coin. Jesus told both of these parables, these stories, in the presence of the scribes and Pharisees. The scribes and the Pharisees thought that they were the important ones, the holy ones, the special ones of that day. They thought they were God's favorites. These scribes and Pharisees were grumbling one day that Jesus was welcoming people who were not so good, that Jesus was eating with, fellowshipping with sinners and tax collectors. And so Jesus told this group of people, the scribes and Pharisees, these two stories. The shepherd with 100 sheep. One sheep wandered off, and when the shepherd realizes that the one was missing, he left the 99 sheep, which that's always bothered me. Why would the shepherd leave the 99 for the one? Or at least put somebody in charge of the 99, but he just left them. But it was so important to Jesus, to the shepherd, to God, that he find that one lost sheep, that he walked away from the other 99. And when he found the missing sheep, he carried it back to the flock. And later in the day, he called together his family, his friends, his neighbors, said, "Rejoice with me." The second story is very similar. This time a woman lost a silver coin. Scholars think that this 10 silver coins were probably a part of her wedding dress, her wedding headdress. And so she lost one of them, some monetary value, but probably more that sentimental value. She searched high and low, cleaned the whole house until she found that one missing coin. And what did she do? Like the shepherd, the woman gathered her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me." Jesus added some commentary to both endings of the stories. He said that all of the angels in heaven will rejoice when one sinner repents and comes back to God. The angels rejoice over one who returns and is found. Has anybody ever lost anything? This morning? We lose things like keys, cell phones. Do children ever lose their homework? Jack. Maybe it's your wallet or purse. And these are all things, you know, they're important, but not really all that important. Have you ever lost a person? That's a little bit different. Well, no, it's a lot different to lose someone. I read about a grandfather who was looking after his little granddaughter in a shopping mall. The grandfather looked away for a moment, and when he brought his attention back to his granddaughter, she was not there. He panicked. He looked around, but the little girl was nowhere to be found. He began moving through the stores, going up and down one aisle after the other, but he could not find her. Finally, he came across his daughter, the little girl's mother, and they both started searching. But the mother knew something that the grandfather did not know. She knew the little girl's favorite store, a toy store. They went to that store, and there she was, happily looking at the toys, not even realizing that she was lost. Imagine how the grandfather felt when he realized that his granddaughter was gone. Sad, frightened, bad. But now imagine how he felt when they found her. Happy, excited, relieved, filled with joy. Jesus says that heaven is like that. Now, we usually picture heaven as that happy place with all the joys and no sorrows, but it appears from these two stories that heaven, God, angels, all the saints, all the heavenly creatures, are sad and brokenhearted when one of the sheep wanders off. The shepherd was distressed when he realized there was a missing sheep, but filled with exuberant joy when the sheep was found. God and God's company are distressed, but they too are filled with joy when the lost are found. Two quick points. What happened when he found the lost sheep? The shepherd did not scold it for being bad, like I want to scold our cat Riley when Riley doesn't come in during the rainstorm but just stays out. Bad cat, you know it's dry inside. The shepherd did not do that. Rather, the shepherd cradled that sheep, lifted that sheep high up on his shoulders, and carried it back to the flock. So point one is that we have a God of love and grace, not a God who seeks to punish us. Point two has to do with the other 99. Who are the 99 sheep who need no repentance? Who among us have never sinned? Who is so perfect that God looks down from heaven and smiles and said, "There's my perfect child"? Nobody. Nobody. We all have made God sad, and he frowns upon some of our behavior every now and then. And so there is no one who does not need repentance. None of us is so perfect that we cause God no grief. I got a lot of negatives going there. But you get the point. Even the 99 make God cry every now and then. I want to go back. I should have kept a potato out here. Yeah, that's okay. I want to go back to the hot potato from the children's sermon. Sometimes that we think our faith, our religion, our goodness Maybe our badness is so terrible that we cannot handle it. And so, like a hot potato, we try to pass it on or maybe think that God won't notice the bad potatoes that we carry. We toss our potatoes away, hoping that life will just be okay. And so we throw the hot potatoes of our lives away. But think of it this way. Think of your potatoes as a good thing, a very good thing, that our lives, our faith, how we live out our lives is a very thing, something filled with God's love, grace, and hope. God's love, grace, and hope. And so part of our task as Christians is not only to be grateful for all of the good potatoes of love and grace and hope that God gives to us, but our task is also to pass that potato on to others so that others might see and have God's love, grace, and hope. To people that we know, to people that we do not know, to people that we like, and even to people we do not like. And I'm pretty sure as we pass along these potatoes of love and grace, there is much rejoicing in heaven as God's children come to know and love God. Amen.